Well, you could have pulled it down over your face so we could just see your eyes. Yeah. They would have yes.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Cocktail Corner wearing a balaclava.
I'm trying to start a thing. I call it a bella beanie. So it's innocent now, but if I need to turn it up a notch, I can just...
There's a couple of little eye holes back here.
Yeah.
Is there a mouth hole?
Yes, there is a mouth hole. John, thank you for asking.
A dangerous thing to wear, like it just looks like a black beanie.
I know.
But if you happen to get searched getting onto a plane or something like that,
or if John needs,
they go like, hey, "Oh, hold on, what's this?"
Don't worry, it's got a mouth.
Even though it was just an innocent hat, now it's a dodgy item.
It's good to know you can just ramp it up.
Unless you're going to like Antarctica or something.
Oh my God, I'd love to go to Antarctica.
Or National Park.
Yeah.
Now, Matt Thompson, welcome to the BFM studio. Thompson Whiskey has just won all the awards at the.
Oh, right. We didn't win all of the awards, but we won the lion's share. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were a category winner.
We won most of them.
And we won the lion's share.
So
what's the awards?
The awards was, it's called the Drammies, and it's a New Zealand whiskey competition. Mm-hmm. So it judges all whiskies that are sold in New Zealand. So anyone that...
Drammy is when it like cruises on the side of the glass, isn't it?
No, it's a piss take on the Grammys.
Okay.
But a dram. It's on a dram. And a dram, I didn't know this till I had my first child, is a baby measure. You get this little wee glass that's got dram. It's got like a little line that says dram
so
on it.
So a little baby can have a beer.
So you know, I guess you know how much it's had. So
tiny little beer for the baby.
That's where the word comes from.
It's great.
No, whiskey.
Oh.
Mother's milk.
Anybody still giving kids a little nip just to get them to sleep? Is that a thing?
No, mother's milk with good stuff.
Is that not?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
but
whiskey
if you
and
can't
milk,
get that.
Is anybody drinking whiskey and milk? That's a thing, isn't it? I feel like.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
The one actually is a light, like Two-Tone or Jameson or kind of a light whiskey. We used to do this in Ireland when we were gaming. You can make your own Baileys.
Gran Turismo 2 kind of gaming?
No, we had a Star Wars game on Xbox. It's really good. It's a long time ago. Doesn't matter.
I'm so glad you said that.
But if you get some honey and you put whiskey in, you add some honey, mix it around to the mix, then put cream on top and then mix it up. It's delicious.
Bro, that is actually really good.
Yeah.
I feel like you've given me the green light on that. I've thought about doing that quite a lot.
Yeah, just do it. It's amazing. Nice. Anyway, so there was the third year in a row, the Drammies has been running for 3 years now, and it's really good because it judges whiskies that are in New Zealand.
Is it blind tasting?
Yeah, it's blind tasting.
Oh, so it's totally legit.
I've been one of the judges in the past. This year I couldn't make it, unfortunately, but it's great. Like 3 days of full day of tasting, you get a flight of six glass of whiskey at a time.
Cool.
And you
blind?
And mark those.
Blind?
Yeah, no.
Blind, you're blind.
Yeah. Do you and get your own product?
No, you can't judge your own product. So for the New Zealand whiskey section, I'm not in. But, you know, different categories like bourbon whiskey, Scotch blended whiskey, Scotch.
A little bit
Scotch
sweet.
Blended whiskey, Scotch single malt whiskey, and you know, there's a whole lot of categories there.
PT whiskey.
So you don't compete with, like, say, New Zealand whiskey doesn't compete with Scotch whiskey, or Scotch whiskey doesn't compete with bourbon whiskey. So we get an award that's just in the New Zealand section.
Mm. Okay.
However, since we started years ago, I mean, we've been coming up to BFM for a long time.
And are you the oldest New Zealand whiskey maker now that you've been doing it for a while? Because there was like no one in the market.
Not Thompson,
the brand.
He's not meaning the grey hairs, I think he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. Old man Thompson.
That has a good ring to it, by the way.
Probably.
Because Wilson's whiskey went kaput.
Yeah.
And then there was nothing, right?
Yeah.
Then it was Thompson whiskey.
I think we got our distillery started before Cadrona. We were selling old stock New Zealand whiskey before that. So I think in continuous running, we've been going for...
That was a terrible pop, John.
About eight years.
That was messy ass, mate.
Yeah. So...
Better.
What we won for, which is great, which is our signature product, we submitted other whiskies, but we got New Zealand category winner for Manuka Smoke Single Malt.
That's a classic as well.
It's classic, like, yeah. And it's
if you haven't tried it, ladies and gentlemen,
distinct New Zealand flavour. And this, I mean, I started.
What
making
part of New Zealand does your mind go to when you? I'm just have a sniff on this.
The bush,
Manuka, like Waiheke Island.
Oh wow, that's actually really good on the nose. Sam Smith B News, you looking forward to this?
Just look at his face. He is.
Don't make eye contact, but look at his face, you know?
He's smiling.
Man, it does smell fantastic. I'm doing the right thing by smelling it, eh?
Yeah. So, what we do, this is aged in American oak. We've done quite a bit of experimenting over this period. And that's what it was like. We're using Manuka smoked malt as opposed to peat smoked.
Right.
These are unknown flavors, so what are they going to work with? Does it work with wine casks, sherry casks?
I feel like a handful of cashews and this would be just great. How's the consistency with this? Because you've obviously been making it for a while, and it is kind of like a very organic art. Sorry for chucking that word out there. I know it's a bit of it's kind of like saying moist for some people, but is it hard trying to get it like going, oh yeah, that tastes like the last batch? Or do you have an OG bottle that you reference from the first batch sort of thing? Or?
Yeah, that's a really big problem for all small producers, because that you've got you're playing around with things. It's, you know, if you can dump 100 casks, then and you've got a stock of 10-year-old, you know, your library goes back to 10 years. You know, you can make it consistent, but that's a problem. And over time, we've got less smoke actually, because I used to be like, yeah, the more smoke I can get in, the better. Like, if I had the smokiest whiskey in the world,
I feel like you have dialed down the smoke.
Yeah,
in the last few years.
I wasn't actually going to say anything, but yeah, no, less smoke.
It's definitely getting smoother and smoother as the years go by, Matt Thompson. Whiskey.
Says John, as he just, just shot that right back, didn't you, mate? Responsibly.
But
you have your pinky out when you did that or anything? You just sitting down having a whiskey.
My kids do that with the pinky. They go with a cup of tea, pinky out, but they put that pinky out.
Thank God you said cup of tea. From the other hand. How French is your family? Whiskey to the bone.
Sacre bleu.
So, yeah, anyway, that was great. I mean, they wouldn't.
So what happens now?
Two Manuka smoked whiskies entered, I think, but all the other whiskies were not, maybe peat smoke and things like that. But
every
it's great
time
to
you
win
an award
for the distinctive one.
You just jack the price up $20 or?
No, I don't actually. I mean, people often complain that our whiskey is quite expensive, but it's actually the cheapest New Zealand whiskey on the market too. Right. Like, we actually work really hard to keep the price down.
Kapai.
Because I always feel like just because it's made in New Zealand doesn't mean it should be a whole lot more. Like, you can get really good value in Scotch, and you want to be buying something that there's some value in, like, if you're paying a premium for it.
There's a lot of laps around the track, so to speak, with a bottle of whiskey as well. Like, it's, you know, have you thought about making like a tiny little bottle? Like, you know, kind of like a hip flasky type one where you just, oh yeah,
we do 100 mil. Oh, we do 100 mil bottle, which is really good if you want to try it.
Perfect.
But there's a thing, a lot of Tasmanian distilleries put out a 700 mil bottle, which is expensive.
That and tricks for me though, sometimes I think I'm getting the liter and I'm like, oh.
But it's really expensive and you're not getting as much, whereas I feel like if you're paying full price, you want a full bottle.
Mm. Indeed.
Yeah. So do you want to try another one?
I do. What was the next one you've got, Mr. Thompson?
We've got three. I don't know if you want to.
It's nice to see the Manuka smoke getting its like another comeuppance though as well. I'm kind of like, yeah, good on you.
Same. I was because we had other much older whiskies in there.
It's the OG.
Right. And we got highly.
Mother's Day's coming up, you know. Buck the trend. Give your mum some whiskey.
We got highly commended for the South Island Peat, so argue that potentially came second in the competition.
Are you holding it right now?
I'm not. What I thought we'd...
That's a richer colour.
I thought we'd have local folk and smoke because that's our current special release that's out there.
This must be a twist on the Manuka if it's smoky.
Yes.
Now, do you know...
You said yes while you were pouring.
Do you know
you're thinking about something else.
Do you know what whiskey won this category?
Oh, my cockles.
The one that won this, because this got...
This local folk and smoke got a gold within. So what won? So Manuka smoke won best in category for New Zealand whiskey.
Right.
But New Zealand whiskey is only one category. And then there's a, like, gold. There's not one gold, one silver and one bronze. Mm. Gold means that you've achieved a level. So local folk and smoke got gold, and South Island Peat got gold.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we got gold for five as well. Like,
tangent, you're still based out at the Halatau.
Yes, I am. Yeah,
and people can just kind of poke their head back there and look at the beautiful copper.
No, absolutely not. Okay. But you could contact me, and I might.
I remember wandering around and going, "No, where's Matt?" Like, and everyone's like,
"No." But you can go to Halatau, and they'll show you a good time, and you can get some nice food. And
are you doing
nice
any like on tap cocktails out there at the moment? Because last time I was out there was
gin,
like a...
They do our gin and tonic with Victor Gin.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the whiskey and milk thing might be a bit of a winter thing for Big Hungry.
Yeah.
Guys. Okay.
So what do you think of that? The depth. So this is in an STR cask, which that means that STR is shaved, toasted, and charred. Yeah, STR.
This one's a little bit more slippery. I think this is it slides down and it kind of like, I'm like, wait a minute.
This is smoother again, but it has a lot more flavour up front in a sense.
Mysterious. Yeah. It's got a lot of French oak in there and some kind of berry notes in there. And this is peat smoke.
Are you putting water in your one?
Just a little bit, because it's 46%, so it's quite...
If you were hardcore, you would be using, like, distilled water, like, you know, like, purified water, not tap water, not...
Shh!
Right?
That's what we are using here. Yeah. Hungry?
Well, whiskey's working.
Sam Smith is taking a moment to reflect on the flavour of this beautiful whiskey.
I haven't seen you drink any.
I've drunk both glasses.
What a
newsreader. But yeah, so the local folk and smoke we put out after lockdown is a bottling. It came with a little card in it saying that, you know, if you buy a bottle of New Zealand whiskey, then you're supporting the barley growers, the maltsters, you know, the freight guys that bring it up to us, Hallertau Brewery that brew for us who distill it. You know, the people that bottle it. There's a whole, you know, whoever the plumber that comes, you're like, you're supporting a whole ecosystem of different businesses. Well, it could be you. when you buy a local product like that, it's 100% made in New Zealand. Right, you know, it's really nice.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah. Can we just say, is this the smoky one that we're doing again? But it's definitely not as smoky as the...
It's slightly smoky.
Drop a little...
No, I'm liking it full frontal.
Trust me. Okay, I just had a tiny drop of water in there.
The record show, John's asking me to trust him. That was cute.
Yeah. And so, for anyone who likes whiskey, it's conveniently World Whiskey Day next Saturday.
This has a weird fruity quality to it. Mm. I'm getting like a weird fruit and I can't put my finger on it.
It's the wine cask, but because I shaved and toasted it, it's not full like wine.
It's buzzy.
It's just a little bit. French oak.
Well done, man.
But yeah, next Saturday at Glengarry Victoria Park, there's a whiskey tasting event where they've got, a whole lot of... I don't know how many stands there are, but Thompson Whiskey will be there. There'll be...
It's actually good with the water.
I don't know, 50 whiskey producers.
Wow.
There, yeah, really good. They've been doing it for a few years now. Yeah. So I'd advise anyone to get a ticket and come down next Saturday.
Brilliant.
Talk to me.
Is that one like a beer thing where you have to get a ticket and then you buy the beers, or is it like a...
No, it's not. You go in and you get a glass and you can go around and try any whiskey that you want.
All the best.
Yeah. It's not a get pissed kind of scenario. Like you really want.
I didn't say that. Or did my eyes say that?
Yeah, maybe. You smile.
Someone's asking, what about almond milk or other milks? Anything.
Yeah, rice milk.
What do you get milk out of?
Rice milk.
Yeah, I go rice milk.
Right on. Yeah, you don't like the creaminess of actual milk. You stay away from beer because it mucks with your taste buds, doesn't it?
No, I'm allergic to hops. That's why I stay away from beer. But I try rice milk. But the creaminess of cream is pretty good.
That sounded pretty gangster. I'm definitely going to go right to the top.
Yeah.
Far out.
All right.
Matt Thompson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If people want to find out more about Thompson Whiskey,
thompsonwhiskey.com or go to our Instagram or Facebook.
Can I just say, by pouring the water in there, kind of made it a cocktail as well.
Yeah.
So, ticked all the boxes, guys. Well done.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.